Hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Let me ask you, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Oh, yes, sure am.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
That's a tough one. I guess cost of living, supposed to be one.
Cost of living? Okay. I have here, so that would be, let me see, that would be inflation, right?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I'd say energy availability and cost. So, I mean, I'm for clean energy, but I think that we should develop our existing energy sources and do that at the same time. So I don't know.
So
if
would that be,
there.
Yeah, there is. So that would be like a renewable, energy.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea, but I don't think it should be a priority.
Okay. So we don't have it here. So I'll just click other. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? That you might think.
Environmental. I suppose water, the quality of our drinking water. Yeah. So.
Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, agriculture and farming. Is it excellent, good, just, fair, or a poor job?
Oh, fair.
Fair, okay. What about mining?
I think we have pretty tight standards, so I would believe good, relatively
good.
Speaking.
Okay. And what about medical manufacturing?
Poor.
Poor. Refining?
Do we have refineries in Minnesota?
Yes.
I wasn't even sure. Is this like petroleum refineries or just refinery as an institution in general?
Institution in general. That's correct.
I think fair.
Fair. Okay. And electric utilities?
I guess. And this is in reference to the pollution wise?
Yes, that is correct.
Good. I would think good. Some...
And the last one, forest products.
Good.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, how will you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups to and main managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, U.S. Forest Service. You think it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Environmental groups?
Environmental groups just in general? Is this a state and federal government environmental groups, or is this like...
In general. Everyone? Yes.
Poor.
Poor. What about county land departments?
I'm sorry, what was the last word?
County land departments? So this
county
is only in
land?
Minnesota. Yes.
In Minnesota.
Yes.
So, like, is that, would that be like city, or would it be like parks and?
Yes, like the county land, yeah.
Good.
Good, okay. Forest and timber industries?
Good, as far as I know. I haven't.
And the last one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
I'd say fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. Now, how important do you feel that forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is it to Minnesota's economic? Will you say that it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
I would say it's very important. I might be
thank you.
Biased. I do carpentry. So I'm like, that's important to me.
Okay. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
I would be throwing shit at a wall. I have no idea, honestly. I would assume it would be at least replacement. You know, like it would make sense for them to replant the same amount they're harvesting. I would assume that would be the case, so that's what I would think.
So which one should I record for you? More, same, or few?
The same, I think.
Same, okay. Now, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970s?
I would think there would be a little bit less.
Less? Okay. So I have more, fewer, and about the same.
Fewer.
Fewer, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and the future, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say that it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
No impact.
No impact, okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Or no?
Yeah, it's possible.
Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
So they would set aside land specifically to grow harvesting material?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they would just make wood and paper. Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for the use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yeah, if there's a use for it.
Okay. Now, do you feel that is appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group, yes or no?
No.
No. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
No. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or you think it's a fading component of the Minnesota state economic?
Significant.
Significant. Okay. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yes.
Thank you. We're almost finished. I really appreciate you staying on the phone with me. I know your time is very valuable. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and in diversity of the workforce. The question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest, and forest industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each one, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce without outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose. Okay. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
It's a little vague, so I'm not really sure what that entails. So I'll say oppose.
Oppose. And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities the forestry workers' jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you so much. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Myself or anyone here?
No, you.
Me. Some college.
Some college. Now, what is your age? I'm sorry.
47.
We have the same age. Now, how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Now, is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $99,999, or is it over $100,000?
Over
$100,000. Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it a manufacturing business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare?
Construction.
Okay. Now, my last question, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or female?
Male.
Male. Sir, that was the last question. I really appreciate you being on the phone with me and helping me out with the survey. I know your time is very valuable. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night and the rest of your week, sir.
No problem. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.